preparation for the lesson, we were listening to rare excerpts from the lessons of Rav Baruch Shalom Ashlag,
with additional commentary
from his student and successor Rav Leitman. We are learning that the breaking and the sin of the tree of knowledge was arranged from above. Rabash says everything was in order to diminish the abundance, the lust, the pleasure, and the small pleasures, then we are capable of letting them go. And to say, we direct them only for the sake of the Creator. Try and see, then you'll see that it's difficult. And thus, there was something from these restrictions in order to diminish the pleasure. Such we could learn. Let's say there's no respect. Let's say one harms the other, and he tells him, like, what'd you do to me? Like, what? I can't. What did he do to you? Oh, he told me, what are you thinking? He told me, you're smart. You're a man of truth. What? You're a liar. Who are you telling me I'm a liar? You mop. We are capable of you're incapable of letting go even a bit of respect. Then you are willing to let go of everything. You're so righteous. Do you know what righteous is? Rav Leitman says that he justifies himself. Rabash says, I'm telling you what he means. The Gemara says the wicked, the evil inclination seems to them as the as a small hair, and the righteous is a big mountain. It's found by him, the evil inclination, he is able soon to overcome them. That's a sign still that he's not, I don't know how to say this. But Rav Leitman says he's direct, straight. Rabbi says, about ourselves, we are trying to study upon ourselves. If we're also able to make some masach, a screen or not, we're learning all the time, screen, screen, screen. Maybe we're also thinking, maybe we also need to make a screen. This is our entire study. We learn, we need to know that all the screens and all the restrictions are in order to diminish the pleasure. Until there comes to us an open abyss, concealment. That not each and every one feels a deficit in spirituality. In the world of infinity, that there is a whole vessel with the whole light, the complete vessel with the complete light. They are found together, and both are concatenating and coming to the lowliest place. That Bala Sulam says that the vessel comes to a measure called the goof, the body, and the light becomes the life in that same body. From here, a person begins to develop back in return, but in self-awareness. What's the difference? The both of these elements, these ingredients, when they've been concatenated from above and below, they're together. Well, they're not together, they're contrasting. And they're standing one contrasting to the other. A person has to place them together. Then that's how he should ascend. Each time he's given a bit of a will to receive, and in contrast to that, the light, he needs to bind them together, to have the correct connection between them, to equalize the will to receive with the light. Each time he has to forego the will to receive in a manner which it's revealed in him for himself, on the will to receive, on the intention to receive by the light, to turn it to the intention to bestow, the use of it, that the use of the will to receive would be as the use of the light, bestowal, and then they will be together. And the degree that the will to receive is opened up for him, in the measure, to the extent, the next degree there will be a greater will to receive. What? Man is not sure. He can't imagine it for himself. Also, he'll have to work in order to draw the light that reforms and to bind it with the light and equivalence of form. And the next degree once again, and that's how it is in each and every moment. Thus it is written, no moment is like another, no day is like another, and so on. And the person never knows, he can't imagine that there can be an even bigger will to receive, and all sorts of manners that simply he can't imagine it. He thinks that he'll overcome, everything's great, hey, he's brave, he's a mop, what does it matter? It's whatever extent he's found in. It's found in him. But that he can suddenly come to an even greater will to receive, he can't imagine that. Because each time this addition is a new creation. As much as he overcame the previous time and he thought that, well, this is it. I'm already prepared to be and devoted and to truly reach correction in the degree in the previous state. Another gram of the will to receive is revealed to him, everything falls, turns to darkness, to a state that it's not understood. He hates it. He's not capable of doing anything with it. Truly, this addition of 1 gram. In any case, each time he shakes it off, and he finds the means again, in any case, to find the desire, the strength to correct himself. The truth is, this force is prepared. Just a person needs to tie them together. All the means, all the ingredients. Him with all the rest of the souls. Because what seems to him that he's found to be in a will to receive instead of a will to bestow, it's only his attitude towards the generality of the souls. That this force of the breaking tells him, you are separate from them. And if he ties it, that desire, with the others, immediately he receives the vessel, the corrected vessel. But to tie it together, he can only do that using the third element, the Creator. And this is intentionally done so. In our ascent from below above, that each time there grows in us the will to receive on the left, and in contrast to that, on the right, the light which appears as darkness, we should desire, if we desire to correct ourselves, we'll need the society and we'll need the Creator. All this is how we are built, in order to come to need the Creator. third element. Until, as it is written, the third will come and determine between them. That's how it always is in each and every step. The difference is here between a descent from above below to below above, that here the third element is present on the force of itself, and the descent was done on his account. And on the ascent from below above, we need this third element, the third ingredient, to draw it by the society, that then we can turn to him, to locate him, to draw him to this, that he should determine between both of these forces, the will to receive and the light. And thus, the ascent is always an attainment of adhesion. Each time, according to this, it is, each degree is like signed off with that. It ends in that. But the will to receive, when it is revealed in each and every degree anew, in a bit of a greater measure than the previous degree, absolutely, it becomes for a person as some surprise. He is not capable at all to expect this, that this could still occur, this new form. Well, we'll pass on to the next part of our lesson.